With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Unbelievable sadness in Minnesota. Gunmen opening fire through the windows of a Catholic church early Wednesday morning, filled with children and adults celebrating Mass in the first week of school. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says two children are dead, 17 people wounded.
The coward that shot these victims took his own life in the rear of the church. That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history. As to the weapons used to perpetrate this horrific attack, there was a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. All three had been lawfully purchased by the shooter.
FBI Director Kash Patel says the shooting is being investigated as an act of, quote, domestic terrorism and a hate crime targeting Catholics. Customs and Border Patrol Senior Advisor Ron Vitello says President Trump's support is breathing new life into the ranks of the Border Patrol.
You can see the morale is way up. They have got the tools they need to succeed. That's what they want to do. They want to protect us. They want to patrol the border.
Vitello says morale is up now that the president is allowing agents to simply do their jobs.
They don't want to sit behind a desk taking biographical information and handing out sandwiches and baby formula, etc. And so that nonsense is over. They're out there doing their job. And so more of them are staying. And then more people are signing up now to be in the Border Patrol.
Huge Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital, killing 8 people and injuring more than 40 others. Among the dead, at least 2 kids. The Thursday morning attack hitting a 5-story residential building. However, officials say nearly 100 other buildings in 20 locations were damaged. This is SRN News. A critical school board meeting taking place Thursday in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine Family Planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. By now, you have no doubt seen the video of the man throwing a sandwich at a federal law enforcement officer.
There is the old saying that prosecutors could persuade a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. But in the case of Sean Charles Dunn, charged with assault after throwing a sub-style sandwich at a Customs and Border Protection agent, there's no indictment. A video of the incident went viral, and shortly after, he was fired from the Justice Department, where he worked as an international affairs specialist. His arrest came in one of the first days after Donald Trump's August 11th order for federal agents and troops to flood Washington, D.C. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Authorities say non-alcoholic beverages are gaining popularity. Consumers include people recovering from addiction, those trying to cut down on booze, and rising numbers of youngsters foregoing alcohol altogether. More details at srnnews.com.